If you're in bed, on the loo, in the shower or in the car.
These two are with you all the way, but like, in a wholesome way.
Power FM Breakfast.
Here's Molly and Craig.
Here we are, Molly.
Oh my God.
In the Lost Podcast. Where you'll find many artifacts from the past couple of years.
Actually, just the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, because we forgot to put the podcast out.
We're slackery jackeries is what we are. No, we got other things to do, right?
Yeah.
So do you.
Oh,
so cut us some slack, mate.
But hopefully you enjoy this podcast. Even if you just enjoyed the last, I don't know, minute. That's nice of you.
Yeah. What have we been going, 40 seconds? It's been good fun.
Yeah, it has.
But there's plenty more to come. No, that there's some really good stuff from the last couple of weeks that we didn't want to leave behind in the dust.
No, we didn't. Gosh, what did we talk about? The big Neils?
The big Neils. We'll get into that in just a sec. There's lots of stuff that we've done together and realise how close and apart we are in certain ways, shapes and forms.
I mean, maybe too close sometimes.
Definitely. And a lot of stuff like coming to our local region, Tailem Bend, with proposed luxury accommodation. Do they really need it? We'll find out later.
Oh my God, that's my phone.
I didn't think phones were allowed in the jungle. Do you want to? How about you get that, and we'll get into the podcast now.
Okay.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
Look, we don't like to talk about Spotify too much. I mean,
no, they're like our evil cousins.
Cousins, yeah, right. They are still related, aren't they?
Yeah.
Get out of here, Spotify. We were here first.
Yeah, you know? Spotify.
We should probably stop name dropping them. But there is a massive podcast on Spotify you might know about, Joe Rogan.
I don't mind his podcasts at times.
At times, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick and choose your moments.
Yeah, like I don't mind the format. I really enjoyed the Miley Cyrus podcast.
Oh yeah.
It went for like 2.5 hours and I was at a football match in Port Pirie of all places, and I did not take in much of that game because I just felt like it was me, Joe and Miley in my car having a good time. Perfect. All the hoo-ha with the game, the before and after, and I just sat there and got through the whole thing.
Well, look, the problem with Joe Rogan is sometimes Joe go Rogan, right? He go very Rogan. And he has, I guess you would suggest, some questionable views on all things involving coronavirus vaccines, etc. And that has caused some musicians on the platform of Spotify to speak out.
Right.
Kicking off with this man. I felt no shame. I believe was it. Actually, now I'm going to question myself. Was it Neil Finn or was it Neil Diamond? Oh, no.
Same thing.
He said to us, one of the big Neils, we'll say it that way, has spoken. Good save, Craig. One of the big Neils has spoken out and said, look, if you keep Joe Rogan, to Spotify directly, and has said, if you keep Joe Rogan on, I'm taking my music off. I'm not going to let you have it.
Yeah, I'm not.
And he's done it. Apparently, it cost them $4 million in like the couple of days it's been off. And he's led the charge because now this lady, it always seem to go that you don't know what Joni Mitchell.
She's come out and said, if the big Neil is
if
out.
If one of the big Neils is out,
I'm out.
I'm following suit. I'm so sorry. I'm going to fact check that in a minute. You should just take this show with a grain of salt. Sometimes it's, look, we only have two of us here. Sometimes it's hard to fact check things, all right?
It's better this way.
Joni said, all right, I'm out as well.
Me and the big Neil, we're out. Who else is out? Tell me.
Well, no, these, off the back of that, then James Blunt came out and he said, you know what? If Spotify, if you don't get rid of Joe Rogan, I'm coming back with new music. He's done the gag saying everyone hates my music. I'm going to put more on there.
I think that would be a bigger punishment, James. Not to be rude, but it's the truth.
I'm going to go find out which big Neil it was.
Earlier, Craig, you were telling us some information about Spotify.
Yeah, look, I'm totally across this story as well, as we well heard. So Joe Rogan, he's got a podcast that Spotify bought for a lot of money. Now some musicians are hitting back and saying, hey, I don't want my music on the same platform as someone who's got these questionable views that maybe don't align with their own. It's just a question of exactly which musicians. And that has caused some musicians on the platform of Spotify to speak out.
Right.
Kicking off with this man. I felt no shame. I believe was it? My spirit. Actually, now I'm going to question myself. Was it Neil Finn or was it Neil Diamond? Oh, no.
Same thing.
Is it to us? One of the big Neils, we'll say it that way, has spoken. Good save, Craig. Well, Molly, as I've now found out, it was neither of the Neils I name dropped. It's Neil Young. Keep me searching for a heart of gold. That is the Neil who took his music off, and others like Joni Mitchell are now doing it in solidarity, and people like James Blunt are joking that they're going to release new music on Spotify to ruin it.
Oh, you're so good. That was so fun.
What we've learned here is we need someone else here to fact check stuff for us.
Yeah, we need someone to rein us in.
Please, there's a job now going.
Yeah. 1-300-1300. Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast. All right, the big news today is all centred around Rihanna. She is pregnant.
Hey! Look at that.
Pregnant with her first baby with her partner, ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, with a dollar sign in his name.
Don't know his real name, but yeah.
I'm sure he's got one. But we know him fondly as ASAP Rocky.
So these guys have been dating since around 2020, but apparently they've been sort of long-term friends that became more than that.
Oh, it was a COVID relationship.
It must have been because it was the end of 2020 and that happened to a lot of people, didn't it? So she's been seen out and about with a beautiful bump and people are so excited about this for Rihanna.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like to pry too much, but do we know how far along she is?
No, I don't think so. You can tell she's pregnant, but I don't know enough about pregnancy.
No, that's absolutely fine. I mean, like I said, we shouldn't pry. It's just if the information's there, let's put it out.
ASAP Rocky has said many lovely things about Rihanna, about her being the love of his life and that, you know, everything is so much better with her when you've got the one. She is like a million of the other ones when you know, you know.
When someone's, you know, the raps the way he does, to hear words like that, it's like, why are you not writing Ed Sheeran songs?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, can you just drop a ballad about Rihanna and your baby?
Please.
That'd be real nice. We know that Rihanna has come out in the past and said that she's always wanted to have kids and, you know, if this is something that's in my destiny, I'd love to do that. And whether I have a partner or not, I'm always going to be a mum. So that's nice that she's been able to do that. We also need to talk about her. What's wrong with my voice? Sorry, everyone. She has released a range of men's lingerie in time for Valentine's Day. It's Savage Cross Fenty. It's quite risque. It's not just your jocks and socks.
No, she's extended the line.
Yeah, like there's a mesh red tight top and it's like cropped above the chest.
Yeah, the nipples.
Lots of different colours and shapes going on here.
You showed me a couple before and some of my responses were, can you adjust the straps on that? Because I don't think it would fit my frame. And what was the other one? Oh, no, I think I could rock that.
Now we know what you'll be doing in 2 weeks' time, Craig. Thank you for the visual.
No,
thank
look, you. You know how much, you know how much I make here. I can't afford Rihanna's sexy little numbers. Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM. Have you had a look at the date today?
Mm-hmm.
Notice anything?
Oh, yes. I have read about this.
Well, what do you mean read about it?
It's like a number thing. It's 2-2-2-0-2-2.
Yeah, there's a lot of twos in today. 2-2-2-2-2-2-2.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, it hasn't fallen on a twos day. That would have just been the cherry on the cake.
Oh, but for those on the other side of the world, it's... Geez. Oh, no. No.
Great. Wake up. Wake up. With Molly
and Craig. Power FM. I love poetry.
I demand poetry.
Slam! Poetry!
Poetry's dope!
What is poetry?
Well, that is the question. What is poetry? The answer, Molly is here to provide.
It's a good time, and it's what we do on a Friday. This segment is called Suburb Sonnets. Craig gives me a random suburb or town from our region, and I get the length of the next song to... create a masterpiece.
I've given you a little extra today. Last time you didn't have much time at all. We're giving you a little advertisement break along with a song.
Oh, gosh,
how about that?
I'm blessed. Amazing.
So we're expecting top tier here.
Okay, good, good.
The suburb we have chosen for you today. Why, specifically? I should canvass this across the week, shouldn't I? Might do that next week. Kalute is your suburb, Kalute. Now, Kalute is sort of maybe a little bit closer to the Manham side between Murray Bridge and Manham.
Okay.
It's right on the Murray River. What else do we know about Kalute? It was developed as a private subdivision in 1885 by Carl C. Rathman. I don't know if you can put that in. This is quite interesting about Kalute, though. It was a citizens' military force training campsite that was established there in the early 1950s. It's not all that long ago. This has not been updated in a while, but back in 2011, the population of Kalute, 273.
273. Can you hear me actually writing these notes down?
This
is legit,
can.
Guys. I'm just planning here, okay?
Do you think there's anything else you might need? Do I need to Google anything for you or from the tiny bits of information that I've given you?
No, I've got a bit. 273. Carl C. Rathman. Yeah, good. Okay.
It's not far from the Manham Waterfalls upper car park. So I guess
great. Okay, thank you. That helps.
There's also a Kalute Cemetery.
Yeah, that gives me enough. All right, let's go to the break. I'm about to get creative, people.
Stick around for an amazing piece of poetry next. That's right, Molly. We do demand poetry from you, and you deliver.
Thank you. I've been given a town today by the name of Kalute.
To write a suburb sonnet about Kalute. Whenever I hear Kalute, we've had people call in from Kalute before. It's always good
really?
To hear.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
I love to think, in cahoots with people in Kalute.
Well, I hope that this poem doesn't ruin reputation we have in that town.
Couldn't possibly. Yes, it is right on the bank of the Murray River on a bit of a bend there. We let you know that there was a citizens' military force training campsite established in the early 1950s. You're nodding because you know it well.
Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm a part of this town. And this poem, I don't want to brag, but I finished it a minute and a half before Taylor Swift ended.
Right. So you're going into this with a lot of confidence. I think it's time for me to sit back and for us to all enjoy a little bit of a suburb sonnet about Kalute.
Kalute, Kalute, tootly toot. Of all the towns, you are pretty beaut. Kalute, Kalute, do you like fruit? I worry you may have been confused with the game Kahoot.
Hey.
Kalute, Kalute, you were founded by Carl C. Rathman. I bet he's a hoot. By the Manham Waterfall Car Park. That's where your town resides. I think I like you as much as I like butterflies. Kalute, Kalute, tootly toot. Kalute, Kalute, doodiddly doot. Kalute.
Well done, Molly. Another smashed out of the park. Molly and Craig.
Power FM Breakfast. The funny thing about this job, that you guys don't see us.
Yeah, not yet. I mean, we're trying to get some video stuff up and going. It's just we're having teething issues.
Yeah, we are.
We have to be on our game once that stuff starts.
Yeah, and it's funny too when we go out into the community, people always say the same thing to me. They're like, you're so small and you're not blonde.
I don't think anyone's got a misconception of me yet.
Really?
I don't know.
I think you do match your voice quite well.
Thank you. DM us your descriptions of what you think I look like if you haven't seen me.
Yeah.
PowerFMSA on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a good bit. We should
do that now.
Yeah, we'd love you guys to get involved. but today we thought we had a meeting.
Yeah, like not a huge meeting, but like a meeting that you want to, dress up to.
And I woke up this morning feeling like a crusty old cucumber. I was like, I can't push through.
You just couldn't keep your eyes off the Nadal match last night. You're like, I have to find out who wins.
And then I remembered, oh, my God, we've got that meeting. That means I need to put effort in. And Craig, I'm going to lift my leg into the air.
Oh,
and I hope that's okay
with you. Do I need
okay
to look away?
No, look at this.
I'm guessing what you're trying to say is you've shaved.
No.
Waxed? No.
I've put on proper shoes.
Oh, sorry.
Wake up with Molly and Craig.
A woman over in the US has blown up on TikTok as she is documenting her year of dating without using the apps.
Oh, she's gone old school.
Yeah, she said, I'm just going to give it a try. I still want to meet people, but I don't want to rely on the apps. And so, yeah, she's been sharing all of her experiences online. It starts off not very positive for her. She tries to go out to a jazz bar, I believe, and she is at home in tears within a matter of hours.
Jazz will do that to you.
Well, I don't know why that caught me off guard. Basically, she's upset because no one came to chat with her.
Yeah, that's rough.
But I think people are intimidated by someone sitting there alone. You wouldn't think, like, if I'm out with a group of friends and I see, you know, a guy over there who I find cute sitting by himself, I'm assuming he's waiting for someone else.
Yeah, okay, like,
I would never
sure.
think, oh, yeah, now's the time.
You have to look around and give the come hither eyes or something like that. Like, where it's a bit, it's like, I mean, she's dating, yeah, sure, but even finding friends, it's a very difficult thing to do.
Finding friends is the worst. It's so hard. And doing it as an adult is really, really tricky. But this young lady has come up with 6 levels to try and get your way through to meet people.
Cool.
So level 1 is stuff like going to a coffee shop by yourself, maybe going hiking.
Okay, yeah, or simple things.
Joining like a group fitness class, and then it sort of levels up to maybe taking a class in something, and then, you know, things like going out to dinner by yourself, going to the movies by yourself. Level 5 is camping or going overnight hiking by yourself, staying out past 10 on a Saturday night, and going to an amusement park. Now, Craig, I'm very proud of myself, but I've actually done that before.
Oh.
I went to Disneyland alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
It was really interesting. So I was in Florida at the time, and yeah. I was like, okay, I am not going to go home and say to myself, oh, remember when you had the opportunity to go to Disney World on a Tuesday and you didn't? So I thought, off we go. And it was very odd going down a roller coaster with your hands up and no one to share it with, that's for sure.
Did you meet any hot guys?
No.
I mean, Donald Duck's there. He's not wearing any pants, right?
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
Hey, this piqued my attention, Molly, this morning in the in the Advertiser, or I guess we look online. But Tailem Bend, known for its motorsport spirit, it's a great little spot. Sounds like there's going to be some luxury new accommodation coming in these little pods.
Yes, I'm looking at them right now, and you have described them perfectly. Mm. So if someone is in their car, or maybe they're in bed right now, can you just say what you said to me off the air?
Yeah, so they kind of, they're like a right angle triangle covered in wood. They really kind of look like a block of cheese.
Mm. And that is the accurate way to put it.
If you're a little mouse, get ready to book in for this, because
yes.
it's due to be built within the Wellington Marina on the banks of the Murray River, right near the Bend Motorsport Park, and it's due for completion late 2022.
Do you know what? I think these are going to be very popular. I can just see the influencers flocking there. It's like I can almost just sort of squint a bit and see someone posing for a photo and like a boyfriend
yes.
complaining about it. It looks like it's going to be on the water as
it does.
Well. So it is going to be very cool.
I do wonder, though, do motorsport fanatics really need something this fancy? Like, most of them will probably just sleep under the stars on a bed of rocks.
I think you've got the wrong idea.
You reckon?
They might, I don't know, like to let their mullets down.
Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
To be honest, I actually missed you this weekend a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we spend so much time together now. I feel like you're like an extra limb or like a brother I didn't know I had sort of thing.
Okay. Well, I prefer the brother thing than the limb thing.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird. But no, we do a lot together, don't we?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And last week you took me on a bit of a walk. I mean, we like to go for a walk.
Yep.
But we came across, we're close to Sturt Reserve in Murray Bridge, and there's a bit of a pontoon there just out the front of the rowing club, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, like, without a second thought, took your sandals off, dipped your feet in the water.
Yep, absolutely.
Like you were prepared and ready to go.
I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but you're not the first boy that I've brought to that pontoon.
That's okay. I see. You wine and dine him there, hey?
Yeah. Every co-host.
But it was so much like me to... I came there and I already had shoes and socks on. And you've dipped your feet in and I go, look, I kind of want to do that, but I'm a bit... Like, how long are we gonna hang here for, like, 10, 15 minutes? Should I just leave my shoes on?
You were too in your head about it and I just said, come and experience the water with me, Craig. Come on.
And you got me across the line too. You managed to persuade me into it.
Yeah, and you were so thankful.
Oh, I was. It was a brilliant experience, but it does worry me that, you know, this is the start of you leading me into things that maybe I don't want to do exactly.
Next minute I'm going to be like, so green tea, should I make one for you as well?
No, not today.
Maybe we could meditate together?
Yeah, see, already I'm going, yeah, maybe that would be a good thing for me.
I've got my Reiki one. Do you want me to do some Reiki on you?
You do Reiki on people? That sounds weird.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
Port Lincoln Hotel, have you ever been there?
Yes, I have been there. Yes, I have. I had a bit of an incident there, actually,
oh dear,
to be honest.
Well, maybe we should save that for another time? Or
yeah, we can. Maybe after this song.
All right, yeah, let's do that. Oh, good. What happened to Molly at the Port Lincoln Hotel?
What didn't happen?
Oh, no. What I want to talk about right now is what happened last night. The United Australia Party. Have you heard of these guys? You've seen the big yellow and black, the advertising. You might see it on the advertiser, literally. They've been taking up the bottom line of the front page for a long time now as we roll into the election, of course. They are headed up by Clive Palmer, mm-hmm. who's a mining guy, made billions of dollars in mining, whatever. So last night they were holding this meeting at the Port Lincoln Hotel to introduce their candidate for the seat of Grey, which I'm assuming is that area. But at 6 p.m, several uniform police, sorry. I've read that completely wrong. Several uniform police, so they roll in at 6 o'clock in on this event, saying that they'd had a report of 50 people not complying with COVID directions.
Oh.
Whereas Clive Palmer has hit back and said, no, South Australian police are raiding my political forum, denying political free speech. So there's two different takes there, you know. Mm. I think we know which one's real. But there's actually a third side to the story that I've realised that hasn't been covered. And that is the fact that the South Australian police got wind of a Palmer at the Port Lincoln Hotel. They've gone, you know what? This is South Australia. There's no such thing as a Palmer. We only serve Palmies. Guys, let's get down there. And then after it was all cleaned up, they all had a Palmy, of course.
Oh, God, I love you.
Crazy stuff going down at the Port Lincoln Hotel, but you said you'd had your own experience there.
Yes, I was on a holiday there with my boyfriend at the time, right? It was beautiful, had a week off work, and this is when I was at another radio station in Port Augusta, so it's like a 4 and a bit hour trek between the two, and it was the last day of the holiday, and we had a van that cost like $1,000 to buy.
Okay.
Right? The key was almost more like a door key than a car key. There was only one, and it was often just left open because...
almost to the point of who cares.
Yeah, it was who cares. Yeah, so we've packed all our things up, come down to the van. I'm starting to get back into work mode because I'm starting to think, okay, we've got to leave at this time so I can get home, get to bed, get ready to get up at, you know, 4 a.m. the next day, yada, yada, yada. And we get down there. Obviously, we've left the van open, which I know that my family will be just shaking their heads right now. And then, yeah, my boyfriend at the time says, oh, where's the key? I don't know. I can't drive this car. I've never had the key. It's a manual, so you've always had the key. He's like, oh, I must just be somewhere else, I guess. Oh. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Up we go. We look everywhere. All through the foyer, all the stairs, the lift. Ask the people behind the desk. We go through the room. We go back down. We go back up to the room. It was the biggest fiasco. And the whole time, there was just such an obvious sign that we were very different people because I was starting to come up with the worst case scenario. Will we be hitchhiking? Will we be leaving the van forever in the car park of the Port Lincoln Hotel with everything that we own in it? Like, am I crawling to Port Augusta? How is this going to happen? Eventually we find the key and it's wrapped up inside the sheets. Oh. How did it get in the sheets? I don't know.
And I don't think I want to know the answer to that, Molly.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
Now, Molly, we came across this story this morning and we both thought, well, that's both hard to believe and completely easy to believe at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the line was that there's been no women on the moon ever.
I mean, yeah, we've summed it up. Like, how is that possible? But also, I can completely understand how it's possible.
apparently, only 12 people have ever been to the moon, all men.
Right, OK.
But it's going to be changed, right? And at the centre of this, an Adelaide company.
Wow.
Which is great. They're going to be... Their name is Fleet Space Technologies. They're opening their first US office in Houston very soon, and they're going to be a part of NASA's Artemis Lunar Landing Mission, which is going to put the first woman on the moon and the first man of colour on the moon by 2024.
Amazing.
Yeah, great. Great for inclusivity on the moon, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, right.
We really need to up the, you know, from 12 men, we just really need to expand what's going on. Although it's going to be... They're saying it's going to be the gas stop to the stars, you know? Eventually, that's what they reckon.
Do we know why this is? Is it just because there's not that many female astronauts, or like, what's the deal?
I think it's just inclusivity. I'm not sure. Right. They are like the whole point of this Artemis mission is to send nano satellites to the moon to search not only the moon, but they're also going to send some to Mars for seeing if there's water, other resources necessary to sustain human life there.
Gosh, I mean, I'm interested in space, but I don't know if I would get on a spaceship and go to the moon.
I don't think I could live there either. And I don't think I want to anytime soon, because there is a rogue piece from one of Elon Musk's SpaceX rockets, and it's actually not far off crashing into the moon.
Oh, cool. So good. How am I supposed to charge my crystals if the moon's going to be gone?
Wake up with Molly and Craig. Power FM.
Craig, you and I carpool to work.
We do.
As listeners know. But this week, more than once, we have found ourselves in the Power FM boat.
Yeah, that's how I like to call it.
Which I love, because it does feel like you're driving a boat.
And I do have a captain's hat at home. I just always forget to bring it whenever I'm driving the car.
I don't want to know why you've got a captain's hat, Craig.
It's a bit of fun. It's just a bit of fun.
So we have been, driving it around. We even had Coach Chris, a friend of the show, send me a message on Instagram and say, hey, I saw you guys driving along the freeway. You didn't see me.
And was totally like, yeah, Craig was focused on driving. Molly was deep in her phone. You didn't see me waving.
I know. Well, yesterday was one of those days where while we were driving, we were still working. So we were like, trying to email and call and do whatever. But that car is quite problematic.
Yeah, look, I think whenever you drive a car that's not your own, where you feel comfortable, you know what button to press, it's always weird. Like, how do I get the air conditioning to how I want it?
Yep.
Where's the lights are on the wrong side, the windscreen wipers, which one am I pressing? How do I know how much fuel I've got? There's so many things. And if you don't have it in the back of your mind, it's very difficult to get it done.
Yeah, everything's flashing at you. Everything's beeping. In this car, it makes a beeping noise, and we still don't understand why or what triggers the beep.
Yeah. We're going, stop beeping at us. What's happening here? And there's literally this thing at the front. It's the top sort of right of the car, right in front of the driver's seat. And it's got a couple of lights lined up, a couple of LED lights. Some are red, some are orange. And they beep at us. And sort of as they beeped, we're sort of looking around going, well, are we close to anything? Is it an indication that there's a car nearby us? What's going on?
What we do know for sure is that when you and I are driving, between the two of us, the beeps happen more when I'm driving.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
Sometimes when we get into work, we flick through the paper, see what's going on around South Australia, and this really took my fancy, Craig. So a young woman by the name of Ishka Bless. Yes, that is her real name.
Bless you.
She is a PhD student at the University of Adelaide, and she is looking for people to become taste testers.
Oh, hand up straight away.
So, yeah, that's the initial reaction, isn't it? But she wants to recruit people.
What have I done?
Who are willing to eat various farmed edible insects. Now, that includes mealworms, house crickets, tyrant ants, green ants, and the list goes on.
Green ants?
Mm.
They sound tastier than normal ants.
I've seen green ants in like a gin before.
Uh-huh.
Green ant gin.
Let me put it on record as saying, if you can get a green ant here, I will eat it in studio.
This morning we're talking what's the most disgusting thing that you've ever eaten. We're going to go to the phones real quick. It's Power FM. Who do we have?
Hey there, it's David. How are you?
Yeah, hi. Good, thanks.
Well, I just actually heard you, Craig. I'm just wondering what arm you're asking on your Facebook page.
We want to know the most disgusting thing you've eaten.
To me, it would be salad and fruit.
Salad and fruit?
Yeah, I do not like them at all. But I like my mum's homemade potato bake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Can't go wrong with that.
Salad and fruit, yeah. No thanks. Not happy to eat anything else.
Oh, dear.
Let's go to the Facebook page as well because Michelle, she's backing you in. She says blue cheese stuffed olives.
Thank you, Michelle. Blue cheese is disgusting.
I don't know if I'm backing you there. Jade reckons haggis is the worst thing by far.
Haggis.
But she's also eaten grilled rat in Vietnam and thought it was delicious. UK Jade?
She hangs out with Shrek, I've heard. Helen's mum as a child would cook up different types of offal. We're talking kidney, liver, tripe, brains. Ugh. Oh, I couldn't.
I couldn't either. I really couldn't. That's always one of my biggest fears is that I end up on some reality show where I have to eat like a tarantula or pig brain, and I just don't think it's happening for
me. Well, look, with the list of the people on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, I mean, you're not that far off.
Honestly,
are you?
Could be anyone.
Can we finish off with this one from Dee?
Yeah.
She said that Woodside Cheese Rights used to do a green ant cheese.
Great, we're going there.
Because I've just suggested before that I would eat green ants if you could find them.
Well, Dee, thank you so much for being my sister here. This is what I needed, a bit of backup, and that's where I'll be going after work today.
Oh, no, I'm a little bit nervous now.
Oh, it's cheese with a bit of ants. What could go wrong? If you've ever been to a picnic in the sun before, it happens anyway.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.
Welcome back to the forest. No, actually, we went and ate green ants, didn't we?
We did, which is funny because at that point in time when I said we're going there after the show, it was a bit of an empty promise.
No, we fulfilled it. And now we're out here in the Lost Podcast eating green ants to survive.
Yeah, and green ants are yum. And that's coming from me.
Yeah, they're citrusy. They're delicious. Mm. Look, that's about it. Although we do have a little bonus for you if you stuck around this long.
Yeah, we appreciate you, all three of you that made it this far. Yeah, we thought we'd throw you a little pod bonus, which all started thanks to a story. Generator. Enjoy. We'll catch you next time you're here on the potty.
Yeah. Until then, have a good one.
Yeah, we love you.
Do you. We'll do us and we'll see you when we see you.
Here's a little kiss.
Wake up. With Molly and Craig. Power FM.
So I was sent a very entertaining link, Craig, by a friend of ours. And this link is a story generator.
Right, so you pop in some information and it spits out a story.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side.
Yeah. I thought maybe I would share with you today a story that centres around you that was written by this very generator.
Of course.
Okay. Craig had always been a bit of a germaphobe. It started when he was a kid and his mum would put him in the bathroom to clean his hands after going to the toilet. He would always get so worked up. And think about all the germs and the bacteria on the toilet. And he would get sick. He would scream and cry and his mum would eventually have to put him in the bathtub with a wet cloth to clean him up. Can you guess the other word that I put in other than your name for the theme of that story?
Hygiene?
It was wet cloth.
Okay. Why did you choose wet cloth?
I don't know.
Should I have a go as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's put in Molly and what's something that we could do? Mate, let's... I got an idea. I got something that's maybe a little bit related to somewhere we live, somewhere we broadcast.
Okay.
Oh, dear. It's transformed you, this story.
Ooh. Am I a bad girl?
I don't know. I've only read the first line. Okay. Let's read it in real time. Molly the Whale. Was always a curious little whale. She loved to explore the ocean and learn new things. One day, she came across a group of dolphins. They were playing in the water and singing. The sound of their voices was so beautiful that Molly couldn't help but be drawn in. She approached the dolphins. Oh dear, where have I gone? She approached the dolphins and began to play with them. They were so happy to have her around showed her all sorts of fun things to do in the ocean. The end.
I never wanted that story to end. That sounded like paradise.
It's your alternative life where you were once a whale.
I hope I become a whale again. If I'm going to be swimming around with dolphins, sounds better than this.
Molly and Craig, Power FM Breakfast.